thank you for choosing to listen to Number One Rerun. We are Zoe and Carla, and each episode we get pop culture nostalgic after asking the listeners one simple question. Give us a date.
That's right, and this week we are heading back to the 17th of August, 1990. Let's go! Hello Zoe.
Hello Carla.
So, as we just said, this week we are heading back to the 17th of August 1990. So this is a bit of a special, isn't it, that we've come up with for an isolation special.
Yeah. Lockdown. What should we call it?
Lockdown madness.
Oh yeah, lockdown madness. A lockdown curveball.
Oh. It's only really for us, though, isn't it?
What?
This date doesn't mean a lot to me, let alone the listeners.
Listen, I said we could do your birthday. Don't start now. I said we could do yours, and you said, no, let's do yours. And I know damn well the only reason you let me do mine is so you can make a big deal about it.
No, the only reason I said do yours is because you had the better number one. So let's get this clear. This is not Zoe's birth date. Do not think for a second she was born in 1919. Nowhere near. 2 decades away from there.
Not far off.
Nowhere near. But what you may have seen going around social media in this lockdown period, and hopefully, maybe by the time this gets released, we'll be out of lockdown. Don't know. Fingers crossed. But either way, is whatever song was number one on your 12th birthday is your isolation song.
I don't even really know what that means. So the song is like the theme tune to
your isolation.
Is that what I should be living by?
I think so. I think, are you not? I mean, I live by your song every day anyway.
In life.
In life. And I encourage everyone to do the same. So should we tell people what your isolation song is?
Yes. Well, so the backstory is that I was on a video conference with some friends and we got onto the subject and I hadn't looked up what my quarantine song was. So the song that was number one on my 12th birthday. So I was like, oh, I'll have a look. And it was Turtle Power by Partners in Crime.
Amazing.
Yeah, just let that sink in, everybody.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Gutted I am that you got such a cool one. Did you bother to look mine up?
I just did look yours up. Yours is rubbish.
Rubbish. I mean, it's a great song, technically, but I'd much rather have Turtle Power. Mine was Nothing Compares to You by Sinead O'Connor.
Now, interestingly, Carla, when I was having this conversation with people, I said, oh, should I be choosing my UK number one or my US number one? Because I was talking to Americans. Mm. Now, if you were choosing your US number one, then you'd be laughing.
Right.
Because you know what it was.
What was it?
Opposites Attract by Paula Abdul.
And we all know I do a great rap to that.
Exactly.
I mean, I do a great rap to this as well. I do a great rap to any song from the 1990s, I reckon.
Whether it's got a rap in it or not.
Yeah, I just rap my way through it. I love this song. I can still rap this song from start to finish.
What? Turtle Power?
Yeah, who can't?
Go on then.
Heroes on a half shell, we're on a mission. When there's a battle, got the enemy wishing that they stayed in home. Instead of fighting, these ninja masters were moves like lightning. They were once normal, and now they're mutants. Splinter's the teacher, so they are the students. Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Donatello make up the team with one other fellow, Raphael.
Well, that was smooth.
I'll cut out the bits where I spat all over the microphone. Good job there's no one here, because I tell you, contamination everywhere on this screen at the moment. I thought that was rather good.
The thing is, I don't know the song well enough to know whether or not that was accurate, but knowing you, it was accurate.
It was accurate. And I really liked that break in the middle. That's my favourite bit.
Okay, good.
Okay, so what are your memories of that? Obviously, it was number one on your birthday. You're one of the fortunate kids that got to have a birthday during the 6 weeks holiday, so you were never at school on your birthday.
Yeah, so the interesting thing is, I never really was a big fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Were you?
Bit too old actually at 12 to be that into them, but I really like this song. I mean, I used to watch them on, what were they on, like Saturday mornings, and I'd, have it on in the background or whatever, but I was never, I mean, it wasn't really aimed at 12-year-old girls, was it? So I think we were just a bit too old and the wrong sex to be really into them. But this song was damn cool. Everyone liked this song.
Yeah, it's a cool song. I think it would have passed me by.
I mean, I owned it. I've got the 7-inch now. I'm holding it.
Oh, have you now?
But back to the record.
That's what lockdown's done to you.
Never saw that coming.
I've lost my train of thought now. Yeah, pass me by. I think retrospectively, I enjoy it more. Do you know what I mean? The question is, now that we've established that it's my lockdown stroke quarantine song, what does that mean in terms of the way I should be behaving in lockdown?
So you need to be eating pepperoni pizza.
I was just going to say, is it that? Because if it is, I need to get on that.
Don't think you're allowed to eat anything else.
Do I need to go underground?
You might need to live in a sewer.
Okay.
Not gonna lie.
Do I need to be friends with a, is it a rat that was their boss?
Yeah, Splinter the rat. I think any rat would do though under these circumstances.
Okay. Didn't he wear some kind of like karate outfit?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary because needs must, Zoe.
Yeah, I know. We can't be picky.
No, just find yourself a rat, live in a sewer, eat pizza, and I don't know, maybe get a half shell and be a
Okay.
hero.
I mean, I'm a hero every day.
Sure, so that one's ticked off.
Yeah.
What was weird, and I never understood this, was why over here were they called Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, and everywhere else, including the song, they were called Ninja Turtles?
I'm assuming that ninjas were a bit too aggressive.
But why would they not be aggressive in every country? Why just here?
Because we're British and.
Not more than America, they're prudes.
Oh, sorry, American listeners.
No, I don't. You won't get a bigger prude than me. I'm just saying that normally they're far more shockable than we are.
I've just looked it up and I'm right.
Oh, okay.
The word ninja had a violent connotation.
There you go.
So that's interesting. A massive influx of turtles to the UK because people started wanting them as pets. I think, by the way, just as a side note, that's probably the
Yeah.
pet that I would be on board with getting Esme.
A turtle.
Well, the tortoise.
Well, she'd love cuddling that. Don't get a tortoise, they live for 100 years.
Oh, that's a good point.
I've met a ninja turtle.
Okay, elaborate.
A real one in Walt Disney World
Oh.
when I was, well, about this age, I think I was about 12. Got a picture, and I had a French plait at the time because I was a cool 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And it was me and Michelangelo, and he's holding up my French plait and pointing to it in the picture. I'll try to find it.
Oh, okay, good. We'll look forward to that.
It's hard, isn't it? Because when you've got photos of things, is it a false memory? Do I remember standing there, or do I just remember it from the picture? But I was in a New Kids on the Block t-shirt. I know that.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Yeah, I was in, and I think Mickey Mouse shorts. So can't get
Oh,
better than that.
that's a bit of a clash, isn't it? It's a bit too much going on in one outfit.
It was busy. It was a busy outfit. Standing next to a turtle as well. There's a lot going on in that picture.
What were you wearing on your feet?
Oh, probably Reeboks, probably, or LA Gear. They were around that time, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, like gears.
I had Reebok pumps. I don't know if that was the year for Reebok pumps.
Oh, you used to actually pump them up. I never had any of those.
I mean, they were bloody expensive, I think.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, so I don't want to rub it in your face. But look who's laughing now. out of me and you and the money. Just saying, you can have all the rebut pumps you want now.
I might do that.
Teach me a bloody lesson. Who do I think I am?
Yeah, I might come round and shove them in your face.
Through the letterbox, though, because we're self-isolating at the moment, so be safe.
I'll save it for afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, next time I see you, you'll probably be in the old Reebok pumps, and I'll feel like a right fool in my normal old trainers.
You watch. I'm going to think of all the other things I could be wearing that you'd be jealous of. And I'm just going to rock up to your flat, dressed head to toe in things that'll annoy you.
Shall we move on?
Yeah.
So the number one film on your 12th birthday, if you were living in the USA, which you weren't, you were living in Wallington.
I was living in Carshalton, actually.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry. Bit posher.
Carshalton Beaches, to be precise.
Oh, here we go. People that live in Carshalton Beaches, they have to point it out, don't they? The beaches on the end.
Yeah.
That's going to mean nothing to anyone else. But trust me, people live in Carshalton and they have to chuck the beaches bit on the end.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could have afforded Reebok pumps had you not been flouncing around Carshalton Beaches.
Yeah, I was going to say, I couldn't because my parents have spent all their money on buying a house in Carshalton Beaches.
Right. So, the number one film in the USA was The Exorcist 3. Got to be honest, I didn't even know there was an Exorcist 2, let alone no. Exorcist 3.
I was just going to say that. I don't know how many Exorcists there were. I only knew of the first one.
I'm genuinely surprised that there was more than one.
Do we know if 3 was the last one?
Don't know. Don't know anything about it. Not as we know. It's not our kind of film. We don't really like horror films. I've not even seen the first Exorcist. I mean, I know the premise of Exorcist. Obviously, it's the little girl that's possessed and she pukes green stuff and pretty violent, isn't it, I think? And it was banned for a long time on home video. You couldn't rent it until the 90s, I don't think. I think it was banned all the way through the 80s because it was considered too disturbing for home video release in case it got in the hands of a child. I think...
Go on.
I might be wrong on this, but I think it was the biggest grossing R-rated film until Terminator 2.
Oh my God, how do you even know that?
I only know that because I had to study Terminator 2 for my other podcast, Theme Park Films. That just rings a bell that that overtook The Exorcist as the highest rated R-rated film, which I guess is the equivalent to 18 here.
So here's a little thought, Carla. Is it a coincidence that your other podcast has had a down period for a while and so you haven't mentioned it? And then, surprise, surprise, just as you've recorded a new episode, oh, slip it into our conversation.
So we've had a bit of a sabbatical on Theme Park Films. And
hang on a second.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were lining me up.
This was not a cue for you to do a little promo.
I'll finish it now because people are probably interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've had a bit of a downtime, but we recorded a brand new episode today, first of the year, even though we're in April now. It'll be out by the time you hear this. Exclusive interview with a Walt Disney World cast member.
Did you talk about film?
No, we just it was just an interview to get the behind-the-scene gossip of what goes on at Walt Disney World. And anyway, back to this one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. The Exorcist.
Well, I was just having a little look around. And don't you think it's interesting? The first Exorcist came out in 73. And then the second one came out in 77. And then they waited till 1990 to do this third one.
And is there more after?
There was the 2004 remake.
That wasn't needed. I mean, it's iconic. I don't need to have seen it to know that you're probably not going to better it.
No. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. I think there were 5.
Well, I never.
Well, it depends how you look at it. Because they had one in 2004 and then one in 2005. I don't know if they would be considered part of the original trilogy or whether that's like a new...
Right.
Round. Anyway, too many.
Moving on.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay.
Do you know what? As it's my birthday, I will let you go first.
Okay. So on this date, I mean, I don't know if I would have been watching it, but it certainly, I did watch it because I used to watch it when I used to go around my nan and granddad's after school.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been Blockbusters.
Loved Blockbusters.
Now, I was never a huge fan of it. And like I said, it's certainly not something I would have watched had I not been at my nan and granddad's. But I have fond memories of sitting there with them, playing along and...
I can't remember how it finished, but
so it was a weird setup, wasn't it, Blockbuster? So it was kind of, you know, it's a tea time ITV quiz show, usually students on it.
I think it was exclusively student,
and it was a very odd setup because you had a team of two against one student.
Yeah, I always thought it was so unfair.
I've never understood it.
No, except if the person on their own had to get less, I think.
Do you think? Or do you know? Because I don't know if that's the case.
I'm pretty sure, at least when they were, not in the normal like quiz, but when they were doing the...
the gold run.
Oh, yeah, there you go. When they did the gold run. Let's say I'm 90% sure that they had to get fewer things in the gold run.
And usually the person that was by themselves wore glasses.
I mean...
I wear glasses. I'm a glasses wearer. So I'm not saying anything. It was just an observation that most of the time, the people that were by themselves wore glasses. I don't know why that is.
Well, you do, Carla.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You do. Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah, you do.
No, no. Sign of intelligence, glasses.
Right.
Not just being unpopular.
I mean, I say this as someone who's worn glasses since they were three. So
you definitely would have been by yourself on Blockbuster. There's no doubt in my mind.
No, but there's a different reason why I'd have been on my own. Because I wouldn't have wanted to share the glory with anybody else. And B, I would have just been really annoyed with my teammate, they got a question wrong or something like that.
And you wore glasses. So therefore, by default, you would have been by yourself.
I think my personality would have got in the way before anything else.
I mean, I didn't want to say, but you do scream solo player.
Yeah, I do, I do.
And then they would have like cuddly toys, like little mascots they used to take on with them, didn't they? And they used to be all lined up in front of them.
Well, they're only allowed one each.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So there was a big screen and they had to pick a letter and they'd say, can I have a please, Bob? Because it was Bob Holness was the host. And then whatever letter they picked, the answer would begin with that letter. And you just waited every episode for someone to say, can I have a P, please, Bob? That was all you waited for.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed the show in general because I was a geek.
Again, solo player. You were not waiting. That was the only thing I watched it for, was for them to say, can I have a pee, please, Bob? And then to laugh raucously for the rest of the episode.
For the rest of the episode?
I thought it was hilarious.
And then they do like the knowing snigger between them.
Well, not the one by himself because they didn't have any friends, did they?
Well, he'd snigger to his mascot.
Did you know Stephen Merchant was on Blockbusters?
Definitely, he was solo.
Of course he was. Stephen Merchant is literally your spirit animal. You and Stephen Merchant should be married. It annoys me that you're not.
We'd kill each other.
Oh, you are just so alike. It's unbelievable.
Because I'm so witty and intelligent and...
Sure, all of those reasons. You can find it on YouTube, Stephen Merchant on Blockbuster, and it's a good watch. I think he won a Walkman, if I remember rightly.
Blockbusters, Carla, not Blockbuster.
Oh, sorry. So, great show, I guess, for Zoe. I didn't mind it.
That time, when I was 12, was probably peak viewing time for me, for Blockbusters.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously, you would have been watching Blockbusters, but other than that...
So I don't know whether I still would have been watching this when I was 12, because I think that's a little bit unacceptable at the age of 12.
You definitely would. We've already established that you were a bit stunted in your growth.
Yeah, but not that stunted. Come on. I would have been potentially, on the sly, watching an episode of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Controversially, Carla, I actually preferred She-Ra to He-Man.
That's not controversial. All girls did, didn't they?
Did they?
I think we all preferred She-Ra, and the boys preferred He-Man, right?
Oh. I thought you were going to tell me that that was some kind of girl power rubbish. Some feminist.
Stuff and nonsense.
Yeah.
No, I think I preferred She-Ra.
A little bit of trivia. It was only on for 2 years, He-Man.
Oh. Okay.
And it finished in 1985.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because it's just like ingrained in our brains that it was on the entirety of the 80s.
Well, exactly. Because I obviously, when it was first out in the 80s, I would have been watching it. I can't believe that only consumed 2 years of my childhood.
Yeah, I mean, I liked He-Man. It was never one of my favourites. He-Man, which would tally up with this, that used to be on during the summer holidays a lot, which is probably why it was on this day, because this would have been during the 6 weeks holiday. And it used to be on Saturday morning or Sunday morning TV.
Yeah, it was Saturday morning, I think. Do we need to explain to people what He-Man was about, or should people know?
We've got any younger listeners. Maybe they don't know He-Man. I mean, they probably heard of He-Man, but maybe you need to give a little rundown on what the geezer was all about.
So He-Man, he was a bit like the Superman of his day, wasn't he? Because he was a prince, Prince Adam.
Prince Adam, yeah.
Who turned into He-Man. So he used to fight against Skeletor, and Skeletor was literally a skeleton. He was really quite disturbing with hindsight.
I quite liked Skeletor. I don't know what kind of kid that made me, but he was always my favourite character.
You do know what kind of kid that made you.
Odd.
Yeah. And the best part of it was always, by the power of Grayskull. Now, Carla, sorry, this is scoop. This is an absolute scoop.
Okay.
I have just found a top story that says to me, He-Man and She-Ra will cure your quarantine blues with free episodes.
Oh.
The official He-Man YouTube channel has posted full free episodes of He-Man and She-Ra to its homepage.
You know what I'll be watching?
You will.
Yeah. I was going to re-watch Peep Show, but I think now, He-Man.
I mean, I'm joking, but you will be.
Well, I'm deadly serious. Do you remember Battle Cat?
Yeah, it was a funny little annoying sidekick.
Well, yeah, I mean, when he was just Prince Adam, it was a normal lazy cat, wasn't it? And then it used to turn into Battle Cat when he turned into He-Man.
And then he had that little one that had, like, the very COVID-19 chic. He had the face mask thingy on, didn't he?
Oh, I do know what you mean. He was in a red cloak or something, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Orko?
Orko. I don't really know what the point of it was. What was the point of it? Just that he was like, he had to like defend Skeletor or defend the world against Skeletor. Was that it?
Yeah. I mean, it was a classic superhero situation, wasn't it? Which
yeah.
is my worst nightmare. So I don't know why I was watching it back then.
No, both of us have grown up to detest kind of superhero stuff. But kid, we talked about Thundercats, love Thundercats.
Yeah.
I think, you know what it is? Genuinely, I think we just had less choice as kids. Like, you got, like, one thing. Like, everyone was mad on He-Man. So you kind of got swept up in it because everyone at school would have been talking about it. It was pretty much the only thing to watch on telly.
I do think that's true.
So I think we've got that covered, don't you?
Yeah, job done. Tick.
Lovely. So we hope you've enjoyed our isolation special.
I've got it, Carla.
Go on.
Our isolation compilation.
I like that.
Lockdown countdown.
Okay, calm down now.
Quarantine. No, quarantine's a really hard word.
Okay, right. Do you want to tell, because normally, guys, if you've listened to this episode, first of all, I apologise because we've gone a bit stir crazy. We've been in self-isolation for 3 weeks. But what normally happens is people send in a date to us and we cover, well, pretty much what we did today, what was happening on that date in pop culture. So if people want to do that, Zoe, how can they go about that?
Well, Carla, they can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or the old TikTok. You still haven't put a video on there, by the way.
Well, no, we haven't put anything on TikTok because we've got nothing to put on there. But you're welcome to follow us.
I mean, we've got time in our hands now.
Maybe you should make... You've got a cute baby. You make a TikTok video for us.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Have a think.
So you can find us on any of those at Number One Rerun, or you can email us at number1rerun@hotmail.com. And the date you submit needs to be a date between 1978 and the present day, which is our lifetime.
And we also had a proud creator of Britpod Scene, which is a collective of British podcasts. If you head to Britpod Scene on Twitter, all of the shows we retweet are the shows that we endorse. Have you thought of a rhyme for quarantine yet?
Quarantine? No.
Quarantine? No.
Quarantine?
Isolation station?
No, we're not a station, are we? Quarantine Florentine?
Idiot.
Right,
anyway, quarantine. Let's go. Shut up. Okay. Right, thank you very, very much for listening, and we will see you in the next episode.
Thank you, bye.
Number One Rerun Podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritpodScene.com or follow Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.